cow shed mm-hmm. there where you, that would be attached to the, mm-hmm. actually attached to mm-hmm. the barn. And then a, now would there be a place around the barn that would be fenced in and all where, I guess, different ones the animals could just kind of walk around?
We call that a lot.
Oh, yeah. And that would be, mm-hmm. but that would be fenced in. They would, mm-hmm. And then if they wanted to graze, you'd have to let them out.
In the pasture.
And then they would, now that would be, of course, planted in grass, I guess, and mm-hmm. stuff, or did mm-hmm. they just, mm-hmm. well, what about hogs? Where would you keep your hogs?
Well,
they run outside.
Oh.
Way back there.
Yeah, oh, way back there.
Uh-huh.
And they'd ride in the woods and hunt their hogs and see how they were doing. I don't see how they did that. But they did.
I don't
they'd
either.
Round those hogs up where there'd be a spring or a place to wallow for mm-hmm. those hogs. Why, you could usually find them there. But that'd just be, they'd be out on the range just like cattle.
Mm-hmm.
But we never did have that. Bert always had his hogs pinned up.
Uh-huh.
And or a hog lot
uh-huh.
where they
uh-huh.
had.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. Well, did they ever have any wild hogs around here?
Yeah.
Yes.
What do they call those wild hogs?
Well, one time there they called them, I don't know how far back, they called them Razorback. Arkansas.
That's what I was wondering about, if that was one, because you know I know the university, my father went to the university, and my brother went to the university for
one. Well, they call the ball boys Razorbacks.
Yeah, and they call those the Razorbacks, and mm-hmm. I wondered if they really had any wild hogs around, and if that was one thing.
Not to speak of anymore, very few through here, if any, but they used to have several.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing, because I never have ever seen any of those wild ones. What about your milk and butter? Where would you keep your milk and butter?
Well, when we lived in our old house,
mm-hmm.
we had a north back porch,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't have ice boxes back then. And sometimes we'd go to Harrison and get a 25-pound of ice and keep
mm-hmm.
it as long as we could.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got a big old ice box. I guess it's that big square. And we'd keep the ice in there and keep our milk and butter in
mm-hmm.
there. But before we got that, we had a north porch on the back of the
mm-hmm.
house, and Bert sawed off enough of the floor to where we could get in, and he dug out a place in the ground and put gravel in that, and you'd be amazed how cool it keeps that. Yes, and we'd keep those
side the house where the sun would never
yeah.
get it.
And we'd keep those gravel wet, and then we'd close that door down when we didn't have to have it open to get milk or butter. And it was amazing how well it'd keep. We could keep milk till supper just easy for them to have to drink.
Well, if you didn't know any better, that is pretty good.
But
well, what about when you were little? How would they keep it?
Well, I don't know. We didn't know anything. We just drank hot milk.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes if they had a extra well or cistern, why, they'd put it on a chain and let it down in the cistern, not to the water, but let it way down, and it'd get cool.
Oh, and
then we'd draw it up overnight.
Yeah.
But you couldn't put very many things down that way.
Yeah, well, did everybody just fix their own milk and butter? They
mm-hmm.
didn't have any, any...
Nobody.
You know, specific farms that were just like nowadays.
Oh,
you know?
No. Huh.